in so many ways now. As our country comes, as it was inevitable it would come, to the crisis of our liberty and of our Constitution and of our character and of our self-government. This is the question put to us as it has been put to every generation of Americans. And I want to say to you, all who are gathered here, and all who will gather around the country in order to stand in protest of this destruction, that we shall answer that question again as it has been answered throughout time. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We are still the land of the free. And we shall prove that we are the home of the brave. We have had foreign enemies who have sought to terrorize us with attacks. And we have domestic enemies who seek to terrorize us with economic collapse. But we are not afraid. And we shall not give in. Well, I'll tell you, I could spend a good part of the time I have rehearsing the details of the crisis we're in, but I am discovering that a lot of the work that I've been trying to do over the last, it's gotten to be a lot of years now, I hate to admit it, but I was going over it today with some folks who joined me at breakfast, and I can remember, as president of Citizens Against Government Waste, going about talking to audiences, including groups gathered like this one on Taxpayer Action Day, about the fact that the Social Security Trust Fund was a myth, and that when you opened that vault with the trust fund in it, there was a big IOU written by the people of one generation to be paid by the people of other generations for who knows how long. Now, in those days, to say such a thing was considered to be, as some of the things I say these days are considered to be, well, he must be some kind of kooky fringe lunatic. They tell us that there's the Social Security Trust Fund and so forth.
You're telling the truth.
There are some people who didn't believe there was no Social Security Trust Fund until they saw it on the cover of Newsweek. But I'll tell you, if you're going to believe what's on the cover of Newsweek, then we're all socialists now. Are you socialists?
No!
Well, I sure am not. And I don't have to wait for Newsweek or Time or any of the rest of them to tell me what's wrong with this country. I can use my common sense to understand that a bankrupt government can't bail out a bankrupt banking system.